So say something.
Oh, we're going live. Or we're live.
We are live?
Are we live or are we going live? Which is it, Ian?
It's connected. So it looks there's 75 people.
A lot
here.
Of wishy-washy Woo! Stuff going no, on. It's
75 people.
So you guys listen to music?
Just trying to banter.
Also, I don't know. Play music.
Gonna yell at Ian the whole time. We should have a show where we just berate Ian for 40
No,
minutes.
That's mean. We should.
What do you mean,
I know that's
that
mean.
Week.
That's
it's
why
like
we should do it.
Show.
We do that every week. Yeah.
I don't know what the difference show. Is.
Called the hey butt plugs. Wow.
That's nice.
Thanks.
That's good.
Glad nice. We got that yeah. out of the way early.
All right.
Because you have to get the butt plug out of the way early. That's a key.
That's good.
Absolutely key. Tom, how do you feel now that you're vaccinated?
It's today is today. I got vaccinated yesterday, so today was not. It didn't feel great.
Yeah.
Felt like getting the flu. You know, it's
So you got COVID from the vaccine.
Oh my god! I know. It's so funny. Like it because I feel two ways, right? So I had to call in sick to work today. It was actually a fairly rough afternoon, but I did get vaccinated and it was great. So I felt physically. Fairly rough, but like psychologically and emotionally, man, I feel like clicking my fucking heels together and like singing a song. I mean, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel fucking great. People are asking, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I got the one shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, and I feel terrific because I mean, it's such a sense of relief.
That's great.
And I will say too, getting the one shot vaccine was nice because I don't have to worry about the stress of making that second appointment either.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So that
right.
I'm pleased about. Just taking the stress off. It's good, man. And now I'm microchipped. Yeah. You know, now I got fucking Bill Gates inside me.
Sure.
Telling me what to do. And, you know, I mean, George Soros, I can hear him actually now. Clearer even than before.
He keeps telling you, I will buy you a political sign. I will buy you a pussy hat if you do things for me.
Join us.
So are you still feeling like shit though?
Yeah, I don't feel great. Yeah. So yeah. I can't decide if I want my hoodie on or off. Like I can't decide if it's hot or cold down here. So, and it's a little foggy. It's a little tough to think. Like it's a little, like, I feel a little slow for sure. And body aches. So I mean, it feels a little crummy. It feels a little crummy, but what are you going to do?
I do not give a shit. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to mine.
I'm on group two, so group two boarding is essentially the last group. So I'm group whatever C or D or whatever the fuck they do at American Airlines, where they make you. They have like an American Airlines or United, I forget what it was, but where you can upgrade your boarding level to get on the plane sooner.
Okay,
you can upgrade your boarding level, but you're essentially in the same seat anyway, but the difference is that you do it specifically so you can get ahead of the overhead so you don't have to pay the money.
Right.
It's cheaper to upgrade your thing to get on than it is. Uh-oh, Ian, at the end of the stream, you got to sing a happy birthday. No, so you'll have to do it.
I'll send it to them.
Bozen.
I can't. Okay. I'll send it to them.
Okay.
Also, we have a video from a listener by the name of Lou Zealand, which I was supposed to play. Here we go.
Wait. Oh.
That's it. That's
so, can you ban that person? Is that possible?
Holy.
That's Lou Zealand.
What the?
That's Lou Zealand.
Fuck.
Let's ban that person.
So
and then let's forget that that ever happened.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to ban you. Good job.
And now you're banned.
That's the fucking craziest shit.
That was terrifying. That was genuinely terrifying.
Awesome.
That is genuine. Someone else, was it Neve, sent us images of us with the new app?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a new app that like you can put somebody's face in there and that moves the face around so you could send a still image to someone and then they'll just do this thing back and forth. And so she did it with our faces and Gary's, but Gary's didn't work, I think. Gary's failed. So, it didn't work out so well.
Ugh.
I do want to say really quickly.
Yeah.
So, fan of the show and someone who visits the stream all the time is going through cancer treatments. I want to say hi to Jesse. Jesse, I see your posts on Facebook, and my heart goes out to you, man. It looks like it sucks. So, you know, best of luck to you. It really sucks. And so, you know, Jesse, I hope everything works out for you. But man, it genuinely does not look like fun. So I just wanted to say that. I know that you come to the streams a lot, and I see your name pop up. So I just want to say hi, Jesse, and good luck with all that. It's That looks
really
tough.
Yeah, that sounds tough. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Not great. So,
oh, man.
But anyway, so we want to do a couple of things tonight. Oh yeah, did we all say goodbye to Lou? Everybody press F in chat for Lou, because he's got to get
he's gone
out.
That's right. All right,
so here we go. We are going to be playing something before we do the main one. So we have a main story we want to do, but I want to play this other one that is just 40 seconds. And by the way, we decided it was last week we had a thing where we had a post, and that post, or what was it, a poll, and that poll came back. Everybody wanted to hear the whole thing before we talked about it twice in a row.
Yep. That's what you guys like. That's what you get.
Yeah, that's what you get. So we're going to do it again here. Here we go. So
Cecil's
really
not telling you guys that, by the way. This is Cecil's way of telling me.
I have to prime that? Tom, because we're so used to jump in and say something. So we're going to play this whole clip. This is, I don't even know who this person is, but it's an amazing clip. So why don't you put this up, Ian? Let's play this clip.
Walking into the church doors, fellowship with one another, encouragement of one another, hope with one another, because isolation is a tool of war. That is a tool of the enemy of war. And covering our mouth, that is what the enemy wants to do. That's what government wants to do now. He wants to shut the mouth of Christians, of believers. And it is more important than ever that the church learn to use their mouth to proclaim things into the air, to proclaim things into the atmosphere to defeat the enemy. And
proclaim things into the atmosphere?
Isn't that where we do? I mean, you need air to proclaim anything. In space, no one can hear you proclaim. What? You know, the thing is, like, she had me at the beginning. She did.
Yeah,
she had me
sure.
at the beginning. Where she's like, yeah, it fucking sucks, and people are lonely, and, like, people need fellowship. And I'm almost like,
yeah, man.
Like, it sucks, and people are lonely, and people need fellowship. And then she was just like,
yeah, you need all those things, yeah.
And then she was like, I don't like war, or this is a tool of the enemy of war. And I'm like, aren't I on the side of the enemy of war? Like,
and aren't I in the country that loves war the most? I mean, like, of all the countries, we're kind of the one that loves the most. And then she says, she starts blaming it on, she says, the government, and then she says, he. Wait, the government's just a he? It's just a one
guy.
Person?
Yeah.
It's no, just the whole a guy?
Yeah, just one guy. When you elect the emperor, as emperors are often elected every 4 years, you elect an emperor in a democratic
You elect your godhood, process. The god emperor, as he ascends the throne. There
then that's go. That's the government. We call him government, and that's it.
I
and
love
if you want
band.
Some sugar, you pull it out of your pockets.
I love the band behind them. Again, I just need to get paid. Can I just... Is there any way that somebody could just pay me for being here?
Everybody? I wonder if those guys are like, man, we got to vet these gigs next time.
No
this
kidding.
Is not... Man, what the fuck, Dave?
Fiber
really?
Isn't working out, man. I'll tell you. Oh, gosh.
Holy shit.
This lady's amazing, though. I love it. I just wanted to play her yelling at the air for a little while.
I love, too, the idea that like the mask somehow means that we're silenced. You can speak through a mask. I would be a little more sympathetic if you put a mask on and you were muzzled, like you
could, right.
But
it's
you can talk through
whatever.
A fucking mask. Yeah. What?
Hold on. I'll
you
put
can
on
talk
my,
through a fucking mask.
Put on my,
what the fuck?
I wear this around my neck now all the time. It's my little gaiter that I wear around my neck constantly. And then I just pull it down. Around my beard because it fucking smashes my beard does this thing where it's whenever I wear a mask it like shoots out
you get
forward.
A ski slope
God I look like one of those guys off How to Heretic like what the
oh
fuck?
It's not that bad
it's bad though I mean it's best not that bad but it's bad you know
this comment masks do silence you when you have a ball gag underneath Someone else, wait for the next pandemic. Yeah, this fucking, I gotta say, the pandemic we have now, which is like pandemic light, if we got a bad one with a higher mortality,
dude.
We ran a simulation and did not crush it. If there's another pandemic, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, we learned those lessons. Thankfully, we've got a whole thing here.
In those zombie movies, when they shoot the crowd that's coming at them, whether they're bit or not, and I'm always thinking to myself, oh, man, that sucks for those people. I think now I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
I'd probably do the same thing. Yeah, just might as well just lay them all down. Who cares?
Just call
You're going to get bit anyway because one of them's going to come in and he's going to fucking hide the bite. Not one, all of them, because none of them wore the armor, right? None of them wore it. It was all too inconvenient for them. None of them
sweat
wore
a lot underneath that, man.
Sorry, man. It's my freedoms. Assholes.
This is America, and in America, you can choose to get bit by a zombie.
You were saying that fucking down south in Illinois, it's like that. We watched a piece in Oklahoma today where nobody's wearing masks. I got to ask the audience here, and I asked the audience in our show too. Pardon me. If you guys are in an area where they're not wearing masks, where the masks aren't common, where you don't see a lot of masks, do you feel like you are pressured into not wearing a mask? Does it feel like you don't want to wear that mask? Because I wonder what that pressure feels like. Because I'm reinforced here in Chicago in wearing a mask. When I see someone without a mask, I look at them as if they're the weirdo. So I'm curious if people live in those areas. Do you still wear a mask and do you feel pressured not to wear a mask?
Yeah, because I will say, like, driving from where I live, which is, you know, a civilized place where you can get an education, then down into like central and southern Illinois, which is all just rural, man.
Yeah.
It's just rural. We used a restroom. We had a rest stop on our trip because we had a long trip to get vaccinated. We drove 270 miles to get vaccinated. So we had to get gas and rest stops and stuff. Man, nobody was fucking wearing masks. They're indoors and they're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing. It's like seeing somebody without their pants on.
And it feels weird now,
it's
right?
It's so weird.
It feels
Cecil.
Weird now. I walk by restaurants in Chicago and there's people, the waiters and waitresses have masks on, right? So they'll wear their masks. But everybody who's sitting down is all unmasked. And it's weird, dude. It's super weird to see everybody just sitting in there and just eating a pizza and hanging out. It's very strange.
I mean, like, I wear them. Like, obviously, I'm going to wear a fucking mask. I'm not a crazy person.
Yeah, no,
there's
of course
a fucking
not. Yeah.
pandemic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do wonder. It made me wonder if they thought I was the fucking crazy person.
Yeah.
I literally didn't care. But, like, I go into the gas station to buy a water or whatever, and it's like people are standing there 8-10 hours a day working a whole shift. They're chatting, man. Like,
yeah.
They're up close bullshitting each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's not something going on.
For the first time in a long time, I went to a store the other day. I had to go buy something, and it was one of those. It was out in the suburbs, right? So it wasn't by me, and it was one of those stores where you. It's like one of those home stores where you walk in,
okay.
And I walked in, and everybody was in a mask. Every single person was in a mask. So it was just 100% all maskers. What does this say?
This is great. In Utah, they cry that masks are anti-freedom while also trying to pass laws forcing cell phones to block porn.
Oh, fucking what? The what now?
I want my freedom, but only certain freedom. I want the freedom to kill you, but not to browse the internet.
They don't
want
to get the vaccine because they think there's a microchip in there, yet they're going to let somebody be like, sorry, you can't go. There's a net nanny on your phone now? Are you kidding me? That's unreal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. That's
This is interesting. Somebody says they get uncomfortable watching large groups of people, even on TV, pre-pandemic shows, too. I don't have that anxiety at all. Like, it's when I watch fiction,
I get it.
I'm fine,
though.
That's not hit me. Yeah.
I've seen people in these situations of stuff filmed before, and I do feel that. I look at them, and I think, holy shit. I think, wow, that is... That's weird. But I recognize that it's all pre-pandemic. So it doesn't, you know, of course, everybody was fine.
Right.
I mean, we saw a blow on somebody's cake and then they ate it, for Christ's sakes. How many times have you said to me, hey, can I have a drink of that? Oh, you like that beer? Let me give it a shot. Let me try it. Like,
yeah.
We used to share. We've drank each other's whiskey glass. We drank it out of the same bottle of whiskey. You and I have shared a bottle of beer before.
Yep.
I don't know that that's a world I can go back to.
No?
I don't know
if it is either. Yeah, I wonder if we're all going to be a little more germaphobic.
Yeah, I think I might be.
I wonder if we're all going to be a little more. And that's funny because like before this, I was aggressively not a germaphobe.
Me too.
I didn't care about if I got a little sick. Like if I got a cold, yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't care that I got a cold. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like part of just life and who gives a shit. And like, I don't care.
Working because of it too. Yeah.
Oh, what yeah. Yeah. Super chat. Western Pennsylvania is bad. Half the teachers from my mom teaches refused the vaccine.
Oh.
I don't understand that. I'm in Oklahoma City and haven't been in a Walmart for a year. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. But but genuinely, going to work while sick is it's literally required in the United States. There's I remember when one time, this was 2 decades ago plus, I remember one time I had to put my dog down in the evening right before I went to work. I was working a night job. My dog, I had to take him and put him down. And I put him down and I called in work and I said, I can't make it to work tonight. I'm putting my dog down. I got to go to the vet. I got all this other stuff to do. I put the dog down. The guy on the phone was pissed. He was super pissed. I worked in a warehouse. Super pissed. He hung up on me. He's mad. I show up. I actually came in that night. I wound up going and doing it because he was so mad at me. I was like, fuck, they're so mad at me. I got to go into work. So I just put my dog down. I'm bawling. I'm crying to work. I go in and I finish my shift. The next day, he holds a big meeting with everybody in the warehouse coming down. And he said, there's been too many days taken off. I don't want to hear my parakeet has a hangnail anymore. And I was just holy like, and he shit. Literally said it the day after my dog died. He'd said, so in America, it's literally, there's no reason why you ever miss a shift. Like there's no, you fucking lose an arm on the way to work and there's, when can you be here?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the American work ethos that we're just like, yeah, we're going to work. We celebrate this stupidest shit. And I wonder if we're going to change that. Like America celebrates, oh, I worked a 12-hour shift. Oh, I worked two 12-hour shifts back to back. Or I haven't been home in a week. I haven't seen my family. I fucking sleep 3 hours a year. And I, you know, I mean, like we talk about, we mythologize and talk about like working at that like crazy high level. And it's just expected because the next guy over is going to do it. If you don't, that fucker will take your job. Yeah.
We definitely, you know? We missed a thing that came up. Sorry, Ian. We missed it. We were talking.
Birthday cake. Let me just blow on this food before you eat it.
No shit, man. No shit, dude. They should plop their dick on that cake. Like, are you kidding me? They should cut it with their penis. That's what it feels like.
I wonder if the birthday boy or whatever is going to have their own cake.
Yeah, like if it'd be
like a table cake and then like a celebratory cake or whatever.
You know,
whatever.
They used to do that with little kids because they'd let the little kid face plant in it, right?
Right.
So you'd get a more affluent families would be able to afford a smaller cake for their child, their little baby child, and then a larger cake for the guests. And I wonder if that's just going to be the norm now.
I wonder, too. Like, here's a cupcake for the person having a birthday, like an individual dessert or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, is this the wrong story? I'm sorry. Okay, let's do another straw poll, Ian. Let's put another straw poll up there.
Oh,
do you want to hear all of Johnny Enlow before we talk about it? Oh, yes or no?
Do we have to hear any of him?
You do, Ian. You have to listen to it.
Hear him.
Someone's asking if this means they can't jump out of a cake naked anymore.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of blowing that's involved.
Yeah.
That's different.
You got to eat that cake. That's on you. You got to eat the whole thing.
Ian, there was a super chat we just missed. It just flew by.
You should be doing two things at once.
How many things can you do at once, Ian?
I'm doing the things. Okay. Here's the thing.
There are a few places around here that have no masks allowed signs and Trump flags.
Was a waste of time. Everybody said yes.
No. Fuck. God. What?
Okay, go to this.
No masks allowed, Cecil.
No masks allowed. That's weird. And also, enjoy COVID. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
Let's see. Should we hear him fully? Yes. No, we shouldn't.
There were a couple of people in the chat too, Cecil, that had mentioned that they're COVID long haulers. That they
oh no
popped
shit
up
really
in the chat. That yeah, there's a couple.
Yes
of them
is winning, folks. Yeah. Yes is winning. Get in there and vote if you want us to interrupt Johnny Enlow. You got to get in there and vote.
Mm.
Tom, it makes Tom so angry.
Makes me so uncomfortable.
What was that super chat? We missed it.
No, that was the one, wasn't it? Oh, that was Inglourious saying yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm voting no.
People don't like positive dissonance?
They don't like it. What's on the shirt?
Oh, it's 50-50 right now.
Here's the shirt.
Let me full screen you. There you go.
They'll never find us.
It's the Brontosaurus. It's what we did to the Brontosaurus to trick the religious people.
I'm going to refresh this thing. Let's see.
Let's see where we're at.
Oh, gosh, you guys are all
I
got to
look where we're at. Auto refresh on. Sorry, it's going to be yes, folks. Man.
Let me share it. I'll share it so everybody.
Voted by mail already.
There it is.
Look at this.
That's because the audience just doesn't like me. They want to.
What
make
we're
going to
do, though, guys, we're only going to count the legal votes. Oh. So that's what we're going to
do. Some of these are mailed in and they came in. How did these come in? 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, these votes.
There's this
in.
Huge jump, Tom. It started out as no. And then there was this huge jump.
That
huge
it all changed.
Jump of votes, and it all changed so quickly, so quickly, so fast. Just hit auto refresh.
I just look, guys. I just need 5, 10 votes. That's all I need. Just give me 5 or 10 votes. It's got to be 5 or 10 votes.
Can we call? Can we call straw poll on the phone and ask him? Call the straw poll guy. Look, I just need you to find me.
Just find me 5 or 10 votes.
Just find me 10 or 15 votes. That's all I want.
Few votes.
That's right. Zap is right. There's massive dumps. Massive dumps on this show all
Wait
the time.
Wait a minute.
Massive dumps.
You know, I just found out straw poll is actually owned by Venezuela.
Oh, Tom, why didn't you tell me before we started using it? It's ridiculous.
It's owned by Venezuela.
Sir.
This is
Outrageous.
Hugo Chavez.
What's the number of votes we have there, Ian? Can you see it?
Sold this technology.
48 to 44.
Okay, as soon as we get to 110, I'm going to call it. There's a lot more people than that in this.
Oh,
you guys,
94 in total, but yeah.
Send the thing. Post it again. Send them out so they can vote. Like,
here it is. Why would anyone want to hear him fully? What you got to give him like his due? You got to give him like a chance to really say his piece. Yeah, people are asking, does it mean we want to hear it fully without interruptions? Yeah, without interrupt. Why would you're here to hear us, not Johnny Enlow? Go to Johnny Enlow's channel.
Go to Johnny Enlow's. Go to the Blobfish channel.
There you
Come
go.
On.
God, it's so close, Cecil.
It's so close.
54 to 52 votes.
Oh man, it's so close.
What he wanted 110. What if it? What Cecil? What if we end up at a tie?
Okay, 1 and 11. 1 and 11. 1 and 11.
Is Ian? Well, what? I mean, I don't know.
It's already 113.
Okay,
Ian could be our Kamala Harris.
Did who won? Who won? Who won? Ian?
Yes, won. Oh, yes, won. Wait.
We're at 118 right now, and it's perfectly tied.
It's splitting. Okay, it tied perfectly. We're at 123 right now.
All right.
And the no has it by one vote.
All right.
By
we're
two
gonna...
votes.
Nose up.
Oh, no is up. By
Nose
two
up.
Votes.
Oh, you guys. This is a close vote.
Two
it's
votes.
So funny that there's so many people that want to do half of that.
I know.
What is wrong with half of you?
Yeah, I think no matter what happens, everybody loses when Johnny Enlow is on.
Yeah,
so I think we can all agree on that.
Someone asks a super chat there. What was the super chat?
Tom and Cecil, will you commit to hosting a homebrew competition after COVID? A homebrew competition?
What is it?
Like,
what
is that? Like, do we judge it? Or are we brewing in it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll judge
judging it.
I'll judge it because I ain't brewing it.
I'm done brewing it.
That's sticky. That's a sticky job. That's a sticky job that I don't want.
Here's
All right.
One.
Oh, no. My sister has long-term COVID and was hospitalized with blood clots, and she supports no masks.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that even? Why?
Jesus Christ.
People should have the fucking masks stapled to the side of their fucking head if they can't figure this out.
All right. What is our verdict? We're closing the poll. What's the verdict?
The nose have it. It's still only a couple.
The nose have it. So we don't want to hear him is what you're saying.
You want to interrupt him. Yes.
Okay, we're interrupting.
Positive
All right, that's
distance.
Close the poll. Don't look at it anymore. Okay, it's done. We're done with that. There's no more of that. We're done looking at it. We're going to interrupt him. That's how this works. Tom is super happy. Tom is very, very happy that we get to interrupt this guy. All right, here we go. Let's play. You can pop this guy on the screen here, Ian. Here we go.
Why?
Here's Johnny Enlow and Steve Schultz from ElijahList.com.
God, look at that guy. Steve, Johnny Enlow needs more American flags on his shirt.
He really does. He needs, because it doesn't feel like there's enough American flags.
How do we know if he loved America? Oh, I have no sound.
Yeah, we're not getting audio this time.
Oh, you're not getting audio this time.
No.
Maybe it's just muted.
That's good, though.
I guess the yes of it.
All right, here we go. I gotta share it again. I gotta close the window. So
I'll try that off.
I gotta close it again. Share it again. Sorry, guys. I thought I hit the check for the audio.
Did I take the votes into the back and do something crazy to them? Eh? Yeah, I did.
Chrome tab.
That lady was right.
Share audio. Johnny Enlow. Share.
Leftist audio.
There we go. That's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
There's no audio on a straw poll, Ian.
I will paste it.
I didn't select it.
I will paste it.
I'm just going to blame you for everything
that story of my life.
All right, here we go. Who won that straw poll, by the way?
Which one? Oh, what just happened?
The no's have it.
The no's have it. Yeah, they definitely
no's have it.
The check mark and everything.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
There we go. Now we got audio.
Now we'll see if we have audio. Who knows?
Hopefully.
We have a warning.
Just need to know there is going to be no buckling, no backing off from me, because this is something he is saying. He is saying, that's why I'm emphasizing, even because sometimes we can get into talking about what's going on behind the scenes. I think a whole lot going on behind the scenes. I could have a 30-minute conversation about what I think is really going on there. I'll just say,
a 30-minute conversation with yourself. Nobody else ever talk. Does the Blobfish ever say anything?
I've never heard him say. I did hear him say something one time, and it was that. Remember, because we said he sounded like Eeyore. Do you remember? He came in one time, but that was it.
If you're gonna have somebody on your show whose job it is just to sort of listen to you so that you have a fit, why would you choose this guy? Do you think he's particularly photogenic?
Right.
Are you like, oh, you know who's going to fucking drive people to my screen or my stream?
Johnny Enlow?
This fucking Blobby Blobberson.
It's Blobberson's show, so these other people have to show up. He invites the
fucking
other person. This Johnny Enlow, last time, that woman, do you remember the woman who was like staring at him like a golden retriever last time? Do you remember this? Do you remember that she just staring at him? This is what's happening off screen right now. I'm going to see where I am in the I'm 30 seconds in. This is what's happening off screen. You don't see it, but this is what's happening. Right off screen, that woman is just leaning in as close as she can to Johnny Enlow. You know that's what's happening.
God. I just want to be close to you, Johnny.
I just want to smell you, Johnny. Every time she comes near him, she just takes one big sniff. She's like...
Like
her fucking nostrils whistling the whole time. She's like, like, just can't get enough of him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All
she
right.
She passes out at one Weird. Point, sits back up, and smells him again.
Super chat. Steve struggles to breathe on land, so he doesn't get to say much.
Someone has to press his stomach in like the guy from Princess Bride where he's like, true love. You have to press his stomach in so he speaks. All right. I was 30 seconds in. I want to make sure I get
things I could have over the corporation, one's over the republic.
Oh, hold on. I missed that.
Going on there, I'll just say I think we have two presidents. Essentially, one's over the corporation, one's over the republic. One has the essential machinery of the economy.
Oh, I get it. Cecil, hold on. I get it. The corporation is that March 4th QAnon thing.
But what day did this come out, though? Because this is...
But I think that's what they said. They said something like...
I mean, Tom, we clearly missed that. We missed it. So, super chat here. It looks like Charlie Brown banged an Easter Island head. He totally looks like that.
He does.
He totally 100% looks like that. Like, he looks like half his body is buried under the ground, and you dig him out. That's amazing. God, this guy is... And he always looks just so unhappy about everything.
Yeah, I mean, he does.
Don't get me wrong. If I look like that, I'd be unhappy all the time, too. But Jesus.
Is he? Can he do something other than squint? Like, does he have an eyes are open mode or feature on his body? He's constantly squinting. Look, I get it. I wear glasses. I got to squint without them. But, like,
I do all the time.
He's wearing the glasses. And he's still squinting in consternation at a man who he agrees with.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. A little more.
All right.
And the essential machinery of the military, and one has things that, to do with other things. That, you know.
Oh, that's very, very, very insightful. Things to do with other things. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Very much appreciate it.
You're in charge of the stuff.
And the things.
The things.
Do not forget... Can you put a? Can you just put a notification in your calendar? Don't forget about the things. Can you just do that?
Oh, it says here on my calendar I have stuff to do. Okay. All right. I will do that. Stuff.
You know, this guy looks like? He looks like he got stung by a bee recently. You know, that's what he looks like.
Just all over?
Yeah,
just like attacked by bees, wearing
someone should administer that stuff to him, the anaphylactic shock EpiPen, yeah.
It's like if somebody's wearing a bee beard and then you clap real suddenly and just scare the hell out of them.
Or hit him in the face with a tennis racket.
What's left, a little niche there, and there's a moment of quick confrontation coming where... it's going to require that things go back fully visibly in the order that the Lord has said. And that is President Trump will be there again. He is. We'll find out. He's been ruling and reigning and again, accomplishing things that he could not accomplish, even if he was in the full role of standing
Holy
in the presidential
shit,
seat because
man.
Of the attacks he would be getting. It's really saving him. There's a kind of a strategic wisdom to do all you can while they have to shoot at somebody else.
Okay, Tom, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, buddy.
You can take this down, Ian. You can take this down. So, have you ever gone back to a job that you used to have? You ever go back to a job like you used to have this job, and then you go back and you meet with people, and they don't give a shit because they literally forgot about you the moment you left? You walk back in, and you think you're going to be Norm from Cheers.
Right?
You think everybody's going to say, Cecil, holy shit. Instead, they looked at like, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you here?
Why would you be here?
Go away. The same thing happens to bosses. I have a boss who is still sort of hanging around. We have a board, and then we have the board is sort of, they're just like a ceremonial position. Well, after my boss stepped down from the head of the company, the head of the division, he then became a board member. Well, when he was the head of the division, people were terrified of him. He would say stuff. He said, I need this on my desk tomorrow. You immediately said, I'll get it on your desk tomorrow. It's the guy that signs your checks.
Right.
He's getting 100%. The moment he became part of the board, you literally put his email off for 2 straight weeks. You're just like, who gives a shit? You don't fucking write my check anymore. I don't care. I will fucking, I will slap you in the face with my balls. Fuck off. You think somehow somebody in the government is going to look at Trump when he's not the president at all. He's not the president. He's 100% comes in and says, hey, here's what I want you to do. It's going to be very powerful. I want you to do this thing. I'm going to need you to do a powerful thing for me. They'll be like, get the fuck out of my office. What are you, a has-been?
Why are you here?
Leave. Get the fuck out of here. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. We hated you when you were here. Why would I do anything for you now?
I love, too, that, like, according to that fucking nonsense, he's getting more done now than he got done while he was... So,
I know!
Well, that tells you, one, you were an ineffective leader when you were the leader.
Right.
And then it also tells me that you guys then have to approve of the current agenda. Don't you? You have to look at the current agenda and be like, Trump's driving that in the background. What fucking head-spinning, fucking backward, bizarro world do you have to live in to be like, all right... fuck, now I have to approve. Wait, what do I have to do? I have to approve of everything the Democrats are doing because it's not really the Democrats. It's a secret Republican leadership.
Come on.
Isn't that a deep state, man?
I know, right? Weren't you bitching about that the whole time?
Man. Oh, I like this one. Super chat. No comment. Just really appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you too, Baxter. We appreciate you too. Thank you so much.
Keep moving the goalpost, Johnny. Back it on up like a dump truck. No shit. Hit R if you want to see Rupert. Rupert is asleep upstairs. The problem, guys, usually I work all day downstairs in the basement, and Rupert pals around with me when I'm down here, but I've been asleep all day, and I woke up to do the show.
Yeah, Tom texted me and was like, he texted me yesterday saying, we may have to put the stream off because he just got this vaccine. We didn't know.
Right.
And so Tom actually got up sick out of bed to do the show for you guys tonight. So I'm just saying, get an appreciation. I don't know what do you do for appreciation? Ian, is there an appreciation thing we can do for Tom? By the way, it was Tom's birthday yesterday too. So
it was.
What can we do? Is there something they can do, Tom?
Ian, what'd you get me?
I was waiting
actually to open it up. I was gonna do it on screen or anything, but what'd you get me, buddy?
I got this really fancy gift hold on, let me just call up this gift that I got for you. It's worth a lot. It's like a lot of, here it is. It's like a lot of money. It's like $6 million. And I,
for, well, that's all right.
Wow. $6 million.
Sell that.
Good for you.
So congrats.
That was $6 million, huh? 6.6. Is there any way you can get your money back, Ian? Is there any way that you could reach somebody?
Yeah, did you have a receipt? That. Is that like exchangeable for store credit? No. Asking for a friend?
I just right-clicked it and saved it. So
just like, right-click then save as? Save really video as? Is that what you did? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, happy birthday. Oh, here we go. Tommy, it's the birthday. Man.
Hey, there's a happy birthday,
there
Tom.
There you go.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You,
People
Baron
are
Von
putting
Krux.
Cake for you, too, Tom. People are putting cake in the chat, too.
Oh,
I
look
don't
at
know
that
if you see it's coming
want
by.
Cake.
People are putting. Did you have a Whoa. Cake yesterday?
I had cake Tuesday. My kids came over on Tuesday, so we
nice.
Had cake. Because of my birthday day, I spent 10 hours in the car getting my vaccine.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
fucking A, dude. Fucking
it was
A.
The whole day. We left at 8:30 in the morning. We got back at 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah,
so,
man. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So worth it. So incredibly, incredibly worth it. Yeah, I kind of hope they were going to sing me a song like at a restaurant, you know, when you show up. Be like, you know, show up with your
vaccine.
Vaccine
people.
Be like, happy, happy birthday.
All the vaccine people are clapping.
Something, something, something. Yeah. Here's a shot for you. And they like come out with like sombreros and shit on, like sparklers that they're like doing a little.
I love it.
That would have been great.
Was there a super chat we missed? And I missed it. Was there one, Ian?
Yeah, it was a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Oh, yay.
Hey,
yeah, someone,
birthday.
Way to go, Tom. That shot made me sleep for days. Yeah, somebody
Another
else,
one
and they
from
were
Baxter. Happy
days,
birthday.
So.
Baxter, thank you Whoa. Very much.
A lot of
Baxter's,
donuts from Inglourious.
Yeah, tearing it up. Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
thank
so
you
nice
very much,
you.
Baxter.
So, but yeah, if next Monday's show is a little lower energy than usual, it's because Cecil's basically weekend at Bernie's-ing me at the moment.
Yeah, I'm pulling on pulleys that are 40 miles away. I'm just like, right. We're social. It's weekend at Bernie's, but it's a social distance Bernie thing. So yeah. We were on Seth's show on The Thinking Atheist. I think it's going to be podcast and video too.
I think
so we'll post it when it comes out, but we were just on it. So we'll share that link when it happens. That just happened the day before Tom went to go get his vaccine. So it happened Tuesday. I'm not sure when it's going to come out. I think he said maybe early next month. So we'll keep you posted on when it happens. I don't know. I think that's about it, right, Tom?
That's the show, my
friend.
That's
the show, guys. Yeah. So we are going to bounce. There is a happy birthday song that needs to get sung, though, right, Ian? Do we still have to do that or no?
Yeah, you owe somebody.
Don't you owe somebody? Are you going to sing
it? I don't have. So Gary's not here right now, so I can't. I mean, I don't have my whole birthday set up.
Three, two, one.
Happy birthday to you. Maybe I have reverb.
It's like.
Happy birthday to
you. Oh, there you go. Whoa.
What's
happening?
Happy birthday to whoever's birthday it was, because I forget. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's mean. Tom looks like a little bit like Tank Abbott. Mm-hmm. Tank Abbott also had that face pussy thing. Tom has a majestic beard.
I got a beard.
Tom has a beard. Tank Abbott had a tiny little weird goatee, and he got knocked the fuck out, and he deserved it. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
he did.
Yeah. Deserved every ounce of it. All right, we got to bounce. We'll catch you guys, right, guys, next week. And we will be doing a show once I get vaccinated. I'm in group two, yep. so I am on every list that I could possibly be on. I'm texting the governor at this point, and he's like, calm down, bro. So I am on every list, though, but pretty much I don't have any underlying conditions, and because of my age and because of all these other stuff, they basically said, don't call us, we'll call you. So that's where I'm at now. I'm hoping in the next month, they said they're probably in Chicago going to start opening up for just regular people in the middle of next month. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. But Tom and I, as soon as we were both vaccinated, back in the same studio
back
again,
in the
for
studio.
Sure. 100%.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you guys next week. Be sure to come back next Thursday night at 9 p.m. Come join us. Come hang out. We're going to have a good time. We'll see you guys next week. All right. Peace.
Take care, guys.
Get vaccinated. Wear your mask. If you can. I mean, I'm not saying like you have to get vaccinated, but you should get vaccinated if you can.
If it's possible, you should.
If you can, you should. I took the name off this time, Ian. I just hit don't.
Oh, did you shut it off?
Yeah.
I still see it. Oh, man. Let me just.
I just shut it off just now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
You going to sing Tom happy birthday or no?
Happy birthday, Tom.
It feels like we have to pay him to do this stuff.
Yes, you literally do.
Oh, God.
Music.
Don't vax await. I like that.
Okay, that's it.
Bye, everyone.